Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, last week sometime, we talked about failure not being final. Mm-hmm. If you remember Down the Torch, if you've missed that, if you missed that program on VFN Radio, you really want to go to the Torch and search for failure, and you'll see a segment entitled Failure's Not Final. And it's so important because sometimes we reach a destination and we reach a point where that we think we hit a bottom.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And when we hit it, we're tempted to think, well, I can't come bounce back after this one, or I, you know, the comeback kid and it is over, and I can't, you know, this is the end of it. And we talked about how Tony Dungy, ex Super Bowl, a former Super Bowl champion coach, head coach, gave an encouraging word to Tim Tebow. I mean, Tim Tebow was released from the Jets, even though he had a $1 million contract. Mm-hmm. The first time in his career, he's without a football team. And Tony Dungy gave him an encouraging word and says, God has a place for you. God has a place for you. And guess what? That prophetic word came to pass. Tim Tebow is getting signed by the New England Patriots.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, he's getting signed with the New England Patriots. Yeah. And, I mean, with Brady there, right?
Yeah, Brady. And the guy who actually drafted him when he was with Denver, Daniels, the coach. He's the one drafting. Well, he's back with the Patriots.
You're kidding.
He's the quarterback coach.
Is he really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. So Daniels.
So now he's back with the original guy that drafted him.
That believed in him over at Denver.
Yes.
Isn't it?
See, full circle.
Things come full circle. So the coach that drafted him at Denver, after he drafted him, was no longer the head coach
after
there.
After 2 years, they let him go.
They let him go, and now they've combined. I'll tell you what, I mean, it's just a probably a God thing for this young man who just loves God, bold witness, and I think all of this is going to continue to preach just volumes. But it just continues to say that, look, it's not over. And there's so many people, you know, that can be against you when you're trying to just do something. You know what I mean? This is a guy who's taken so much blasting from a person who is not, you know, in the media at all dogging people out or speaking negatively. He's not doing anything, what I'm trying to say, to merit the type of tongue lashing that he has gotten. In fact, I think he's been very humble and just, you know, taken a lot of it. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing how he's, you know, he's just been able to persevere and endure. And look, failure's not final. God has a place for him. Mm-hmm. And now he's back with this
reunited,
coach. And probably going to be mentored by Hall of Fame.
Yeah, exactly.
Quarterback now.
Yeah, from what I've been hearing, they said that this is probably the perfect situation that he could actually walk into of all the teams in the NFL. That he could, because just the way the organization is run, because I mean, they've won multiple championships, and it's because of the way they're being run. It's not necessarily the most talented, but just the way they handle their team.
Yeah,
and
they're a class act.
Yeah, classy guys, character guys. You don't see a lot of
foolishness,
crazy stuff,
right?
Foolishness coming from them.
That's so good.
Yeah. Yeah, so
that's good. Well, we're looking forward to seeing. And he's in camp. I mean, they're in camp. I mean, because all these football athletes were
fixing to start. Yeah, I think it's pretty soon.
And here he has a place to show up.
He's got a job right now.
So that's very, very encouraging. Watch out for football this year because it's going to be good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be exciting, and it's going to be really, really good.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily BFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily BFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.